Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. With a flu shot unreliable this year, a particularly virulent form of the flu circulating, and antiviral drug stockpiles dwindling, the best medicine is preventive medicine to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests from my audience for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to help get through the season. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Seasonal Immune Support Protocol. My supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information. In addition to the Seasonal Immune Support Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DrHoffmanStore.com. That's DrHoffmanStore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And with me today is Layla Mutin. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla. And radio program at AOL.com is the destination for questions. What's our next question, please?
We have an email from Shauna. I just read through your website, Dr. Hoffman, and listened to your podcast regarding migraines. I have had chronic daily migraine for many years, and I'm completely disabled.
Daily migraine.
Wow. And I'm completely disabled by migraines at this point. I have a few questions. Your podcast was unclear as to whether you believe that all migraineurs should eliminate the foods discussed, or if each individual must determine what affects them personally.
The latter. The latter. Because, you know, there's some people for whom, there was an article about this, and I think it was in the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal, I think it was.
Yeah.
And what they did, the theme of it was, is red wine does it cause headaches and migraines? Mm-hmm. And what they found in some studies is that, yeah, but not always.
Right.
I mean, it was sort of a trend, but not even that well-established mm-hmm. trend.
What they do mention in that article is that alcohol is a major depleter of magnesium.
Yep.
And when you're low in magnesium, mm-hmm. that's the backdrop for headache.
Right. So,
headache and migraine.
So. Well, this is, I mean, obviously the mother of all migraineurs here. She's really very... Evidently, I mean, a mature person who has migraines has probably been hither and thither and yon for treatment. She doesn't describe the nature of the treatment that she's had or what she's undertaken.
Well, she did eliminate sugar and all flours and gluten for 18 months and was doing better than compared to the past year.
Okay.
However, I have a half a cup of cottage cheese daily in my smoothies, but you talk about eliminating dairy due to the casein. The cottage cheese only has three ingredients and the primary one is skim milk. Does this have enough casein to be dangerous?
But, you know, it's all empirical. It's a trial and error thing.
It's a trial and error.
Yeah, that's the migraine diet is mm-hmm. not de rigueur for all migraineurs to follow. It's
that's
a trial
true.
Of elimination, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would recommend, Shauna, stop the cottage mm-hmm. cheese. But tyramine-containing foods are all age and mature cheeses, not necessarily a cottage cheese.
And food is a component of migraines, but it's not all, it's, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah. Do you consider... food intolerance such that a person can have some but just learn to limit the amount, the threshold that starts a migraine? Or would any amount, regardless of how much, trigger a migraine if you're intolerant?
I think that
food?
There's a threshold. I don't think it's like anaphylactic shock where
yeah.
you know somebody walks into a kitchen where they're cooking shrimp and they go into fatal anaphylaxis.
Mm.
I think that mm-hmm. you know, maybe a tiny amount of a incriminating substance mm-hmm. isn't necessarily going to trigger migraine. Migraine is a threshold phenomenon. You know, it's not just all or nothing. You have to reach a certain threshold of stress and then you flip into the migraine state.
It also can be hormonal.
This is actually a good subject for mm-hmm. a complete workup and investigation.
Yeah.
One of the new perspectives on migraines is that it may be related to something called MCAS, which is mast cell activation syndrome, which mm-hmm. is an insidious condition where people are not allergic to one thing. They just have pervasive sensitivities.
They're high in histamine.
And they're just loaded with histamine, and we have to bring the histamine down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's brought down through dietary means, medications, and natural supplements. Mm-hmm. I've written about that to some extent. So if you want to get the 411 on that, just Google MCAS,
mast cell activation syndrome. Mm-hmm. And lately there's been some really interesting stuff written about that. It's a new paradigm that's helping us to move patients forward with a variety of weird complaints.
Yeah. I would recommend that Shauna get a workup because she's so disabled by her migraine. She says she can barely take care of herself.
Oh,
and she's
God.
Not able to go to the grocery store and purchase fresh foods on a
Goodness.
Regular basis. She's having frozen dinners,
oh, no.
which she says are dye and preservative free. I would take that with many grains of salt.
Yeah.
Right there. And there will be salt in there, too.
You know, there's interesting. There's a new riff, a very interesting riff uh-huh. on that I read about. This is a little bit of a digression, but I think it's pertinent, is that people go gluten-free mm-hmm. in the hopes of avoiding problems triggered by gluten. But there is a substance called transglutaminase,
yes.
which is used in the making of a lot of gluten-free products. And it so happens that transglutaminase is precisely the blood test that we use to diagnose celiac disease.
Yes.
And when you give this enzyme, it's actually made from a vat of bacteria synthetically.
Mm-hmm.
Companies in Japan pioneered the manufacture of this, Ajinomoto and other companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's used extensively in processing flour.
Hmm.
And it is gives it a better texture and mouthfeel and blah, 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 blah. It is a trigger for irritation of the gut, leaky gut syndrome. When you get leaky gut syndrome, you get the passage of toxins and antigens
yes.
into the systemic circulation. You
mm-hmm.
become allergic to everything.
Right, right. When we see a food allergy panel that's got loads of food allergy, we kind of call it noise. And we have to look further into the gut of what's going on in the gut that's causing all this to happen. So it's not that the cause is the food allergy itself, but the gut that is leaky or otherwise compromised.
So leaky gut, dysbiosis, MCAS, these may all contribute to a state of chronic activation
yeah.
of the immune system, which results in a myriad of symptoms.
Yeah, yeah. Shauna, we would urge you to get a full workup and hope you feel better soon. Wow.
That is certainly a very debilitating situation.
Yeah.
Let's pause now to allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. So here goes. Listen up.
What if there was one simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function? Well, introducing new and improved Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol. All in one simple capsule. It's potent, clinically tested, and it works to promote your energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle. Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift. Again, for your free bottles of Green TCR and B12 Energy Melts, call 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Again, 1-800-218-6030.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. So back to our questions, please, Layla.
Okay, we have one from Paul. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. Really enjoying the podcast during these long, dark winter holidays and kind of binging on your shows.
Okay.
So not just
like we're binging on the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Maisel, yes. Maisel, yes, right. Yes, 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 yes.
And
oh,
some people
I love
are binging
that.
On Intelligent Medicine.
Yeah.
I had to get away from Intelligent Medicine. You know, like, I needed a brain rinse.
You need a brain rinse. That's good. So Paul is a 57-year-old male who's had a father with prostate issues, and I've been noticing some decline now, he says, in my urine evacuation and all the telltale signs of prostate issues starting. I've been taking a product called Super Prostate, which is saw palmetto and pumpkin seed extract. I noticed some improvement, but would like to know what supplement and diet you would recommend. I may have kidney issues starting as well. Thanks for all that you do and wishing you a stellar new year. Oh, happy new year to you, Paul.
Yeah, these products, over-the-counter products that contain saw palmetto and pygium and, you know, zinc and pumpkin seed and things like that, have a bit of an effect,
mm-hmm.
but they, in my experience, they do not completely slow or avert prostate enlargement in men.
Mm-hmm.
And I think prostate enlargement in men may result from poor diet. You know, it may result from, a surfeit of calories, certainly associated with obesity, but not necessarily. I don't have that much confidence in alternative therapies for a prostate that really is enlarged. First of all, this guy has urinary symptoms. I don't even know if he has a prostate that's enlarged. You should get checked out by a urologist.
That's right. Don't assume that it's your prostate. You need a workup.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, when it comes to urinary frequency, it's definitely, it could be diet related. You know, there's some people who, you know, when they eliminate certain foods, they no longer have to pee frequently.
Right,
and it
may
be coffee.
Gotta go
it
right
may be,
now.
It may be spicy foods. It may be dairy. Dairy is a real culprit for some people. Dairy is actually a cause of what's called enuresis or bedwetting in children. And eliminating dairy can have a profound effect on enuresis.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, so Paul, who's writing us from Vancouver, Canada, get a full workup. And I know, Dr. Hoffman, that you
and
often...
So since he's in Vancouver, Canada, schedule an appointment with the urologist who
you might see him by April. Oh, no. A little stab at socialized medicine? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, a full workup. And I know you've often advised that the time to start taking salt palmetto is when you're in your 30s, when you're a young man.
Yeah. I just think it's, you know, for people at the average on the radio, you know, it's like, are you having problems peeing, blah, 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 just to take this super beta prostate, whatever. It's not going to do that much at that juncture.
Yeah.
So there are a variety of, there are medications that shrink the prostate and, you know, Proscar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so those are some of the ones that Avodart, they also have the side effect of helping you retain your hair, which is desirable. Then there's medications like, you know, that slow the urinary stream, make you, it's funny because in Europe, you know, when you're out and about and, you know, say, you know, you don't have a hotel room in the city, you're visiting a city for a day and, you know, so your hotel room is a cafe, you know, that you're going to go to. Or maybe the train station, where, by the way, they charge you to go to the bathroom. There were a couple of times where I said,
Tidy Bowl Man charge? A quarter?
No, yeah, like, no, seriously, like a half a euro, which is like, you know, 75 cents. So so there were times where I said to myself, I wish I'd brought my, Detrol or something, you know, just for this purpose.
I was going to say, you wish you brought your urinal? No. Your Detrol.
Like a portable, you know, those baggage things.
They deliver catheters to your home now, you know, so you don't have to go buy them.
I could have like a bag attached to my leg and I could just walk, you know, all day long.
So,
I feel his pain when I travel, when it, not usually.
I would hear that. Wow. Okay. And Paul, if you think you have kidney issues, you need a full workup by a doctor. That would really be.
Look, notwithstanding the fact that it's hard to get a doctor's appointment in Canada, intelligent medicine is no substitute.
It's
his workaround for the medical system.
Right. It's interesting. We've had patients from Canada who have complained that they were not able to get the proper follow-up, and they come down and see us.
Yeah. It's not that far.
Thank you, Paul. We hope you feel better soon. Oh, we have one from Michael. Here's an interesting comment. Dear Dr. Hoffman, in your article about being underweight and malabsorption, you stated that starving the body will sort of kickstart your body's ability to retain nutritional health. I'm a prime example that this is simply not true. I'm a 62-year-old disabled Navy retiree. Wow. And thank you for your service, Michael.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
So, okay, well, the theory, I think what he's alluding to is the fact that when I, look, most of the time we see people who are trying to lose weight, obviously. You know, it's like 90% of the time. Occasionally, we'll see people who say, I can't put on weight. And so, what is it about? Well, it could be sarcopenia. You know, as people age, they tend to get thinner, more feeble. They have malabsorption. They may also have lower levels of androgens. So we'll check for that. But also, what happens sometimes is when, I mean, look, the Biggest Loser is a great example of this. That program that was on TV is... You want to gain weight, lose a lot of weight.
Oh, yeah.
Lose what? Then you will, and then
you will gain it back and then some.
And then you can just eat normally and you'll gain weight.
Yes.
Your metabolism adjusts.
Which is
so that's
exactly
that principle.
What you don't want.
Right. So, right. But this guy obviously has something else going on.
Yeah.
He's disabled. I don't know what his level, his nature of his disability is. Yeah. It may preclude exercise. You know, exercise is certainly a hedge against weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we tell people when we want people to gain weight, you know, I've put the men on testosterone and DHEA. We tell them to exercise and we give them, you know, you have fun with them because, like, I write down calorie gain, you know, and then you figure out ingenious ways to give them calories without,
right.
you know, giving them Ensure, right?
Yes, exactly.
You know, like what? What would you give? Like, what's a typical formulation you want people to gain weight?
Oh.
Like, we had a guy earlier. I think he was a little bit in the dwindles because he'd been sick. He's 84.
He'd been sick. He'd been in the hospital.
Right.
A daily protein shake is advisable. It could be like a whey protein. If
put
that
a little extra MCT in it.
MCT. It could be an egg protein. It could be hemp protein as well. So we add some calories as well with a little coconut oil.
Coconut oil,
you know,
yeah.
maybe
yeah.
some nut butter, something mm-hmm. like that. That's also helpful that way. So starving the body does not help Michael or kickstart its ability.
Right.
That might have something to do with his, with his health overall. Maybe the disability that may be impacting it.
Yeah, it is a bit of a workup. There's mm-hmm. a differential diagnosis for why people mm-hmm. can't put weight back on mm-hmm. and are sort of wasting away.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be the malabsorption issue in the gut. I would wonder the state of Michael's gut mm-hmm. if there is some kind of malabsorption going on.
Right.
Maybe he has undiagnosed celiac disease. Maybe he has some type of inflammatory bowel disease
mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
keeping him, or steatorrhea, which is fat malabsorption.
If he's disabled, we don't know what medications he's on.
And the side effects of that mm-hmm. may adversely impact his ability to fast and feel well mm-hmm. doing it. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, we're sorry, Michael. Golly. So.
Where's he located?
He doesn't say.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So we hope you feel better soon, and certainly don't fast if it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, that's just a gambit. You know, you can try that, and you know if it works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, obviously we don't want them to calorically restrict under
right,
these circumstances.
Right. Exactly. All right, Michael. Thank you for your email. We have an email from Alice. Dear Dr. Hoffman, happy holidays to you, Layla, and your wonderful staff. Thank you for helping me feel the best I have in years and giving me the tools to stay that way. Thank
awesomely,
you, Alice, for listening
good.
To these podcasts.
Yeah.
On Friday, my 2-year-old grandson was diagnosed with epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
He never had a seizure before that. On Thursday, he had a cold and a slight fever and had a very scary seizure.
That's a very common scenario in a toddler.
Yeah, yeah.
Febrile seizure.
Febrile seizure. Mm-hmm. He was taken to the hospital. 24-hour EEG was done, and he was diagnosed with epilepsy.
Okay, so he had an underlying glitch in his EEG.
Yeah. So,
which didn't come out unless he was having fever. You know, usually epilepsy is a threshold phenomenon, just like migraines.
Okay.
And migraines are actually thought to be a form of seizure activity in the brain. So, you know, it takes certain things like photic stimuli, like, you know, there's a broken light in my gym, and you know, I was climbing the stairs and it was flickering.
Horrible.
And I looked at the guy climbing the stairs behind me. We were coming up from the pool and we both looked at each other going like, whoa.
That's a headache.
Because, it can bring on a headache or it can bring on a seizure in somebody susceptible. Mm. So that stimulus, some stress, emotional stress, hunger, fever, an mm-hmm. infection.
Yeah.
So... okay, so they diagnosed the susceptibility. You put him on a med.
Yeah, he was given Keppra and sent home. He's also taking vitamin B6. The Keppra
to offset the effects of the Keppra.
Yeah. The Keppra does make my grandson a bit groggy and a bit aggressive.
Oh, wow.
Do you have any thoughts or advice for us regarding his condition? We're all rattled by this. Oh, my goodness.
Well, the nutritional program for that is the ketogenic diet.
Yes.
That's
ultimate.
A little drastic. You know,
especially in a 2-year-old.
And it might be preferable for him to be on medication with a little less intrusive, mm-hmm. Diet restriction.
Mm-hmm. There is a science to the ketogenic diet, to making sure that a person that young is getting enough calories, but it can be very, very hard to do. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about a tablespoon of butter with your salmon.
Do you know that the American College of Nutrition is offering a certification in ketogenic dieting?
I think they're one of many that are offering a certification.
This is one of the first, and then they're going to also have one in nutrigenomics. But that's one I want to take. Maybe you want to take that too. You
know, we could teach that course, Dr. Hoffman.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I would take it because you know when you it's probably going to be online, and you can, stuff that you already know, you can just skip over. You don't have to sit in a classroom in a boring way.
Right, right.
So if I can glean some nuggets of information from
some pearls, absolutely. Oh my! All right. So the medication is...
So what else could be helpful in terms of nutrients? Magnesium, taurine can be helpful.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. It's how are you going to know if it works? Because he's on medication. What happens sometimes for kids, if they are seizure-free for a while, they take them off the medication. They give them a medication holiday.
Yeah.
That would be the time to try, you know, the magnesium and taurine, DHA, maybe, you know... I think omega-3s have some claim to fame for seizure prevention.
Wow. But yeah, nutritionally, that would be the one thing would be those supplements and a ketogenic diet would be the best bet. But oh, wow, Alice, we wish you...
But not an uncommon scenario.
It's not, right?
Yeah. Kids having a...
Okay. Wow. We hope your family
he's gonna work his
gets
way
through
out of it,
this.
Probably.
Yeah.
That but it's also...
Can children grow out of seizure?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Okay. So there's some hope in that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. We've got a question here from...
This is the last question.
Oh, last question. We've got... Oh, here's a good one. From Edward.
Yeah.
Is taking Viagra on a regular basis for years safe?
That's a really interesting question.
Those with us who remember thalidomide can be suspicious and skeptical when MDs tell us not to worry about a drug.
Yeah.
Are there any natural substitutes that are effective?
Okay, so what happens with Viagra is, firstly, Viagra on a daily basis?
Yeah, for years.
Really?
Oh, no, on a regular basis for years. Is taking Viagra on a regular basis for years safe?
How old is this person?
He does not say.
Congratulations to him. He's getting lucky. So there is actually a precedent for that, which is that many men are taking the Cialis on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Because it's thought to help the urinary flow. Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, if you get it from a urologist with a medical justification, it can improve your sex life a little bit. It's lower dose than Viagra, and it's sort of longer duration of action. It's going to last through the day. Mm-hmm. And they sometimes refer to it in France as le weekend.
Weekend.
You take it on the Friday night and voila. You know.
And have a sexy weekend.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So the question is, does it generate, you know, when you create a lot of nitric oxide, you actually create free radicals.
Yeah.
And there's sort of an interesting, it is an association, not necessarily a causation, but that individuals who take these medications have a higher incidence of melanoma.
Huh.
Not like 10 times the risk, but like, you know, maybe 40% higher, 30% higher risk of melanoma, which is an uncommon condition, but so... Is it because of that, or is that just a statistical quirk? Is that sexy guys like to spend more time in the sun?
Right, you know? Or at the tanning bed, or some other.
Right,
yes.
You know, cause, yeah. Right? Look good naked, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, are there confounders in that association that may not be accounted for in the research? So there's actually a test for that, and it's called... arginine something. It's a test that is a measure of the free radicals that are generated by excessive nitric oxide metabolism that's not cleaned up by antioxidants.
That's interesting.
So I might suggest if you're intending to take Viagra on a daily basis that, you know, probably it's not going to cause great harm, you may want to take some antioxidants as a hedge against
Speaking of arginine,
yeah,
that could be a promoter of nitric oxide.
Right. By the way, you know, when people ask you, what are these natural Viagras? I don't really believe that they're that effective. I mean, some studies say that citrulline and arginine can promote nitric oxide and help with erectile dysfunction, but there's not a lot of good evidence on that. We actually have written an article in an entire book that I recommend
chapter.
To get.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
Integrative Sexual Health.
And there's an entire chapter on all the natural things that are, we didn't write it. We wrote about diet, but somebody else wrote a very comprehensive chapter looking at all the scientific evidence, some, you know, somewhat objectively and skeptically about, you know, all these things that are purported, you know, like, what is the popular thing?
Certain herbals,
Was it hairy goats? You know,
horny goat weed.
Horny goat weed. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that thing.
How
and
apropos!
It's got a great name, but you know, it is there's a scientific evidence there for that.
Or eat lots of fenugreek.
Right.
That we're not sure that works either. So yeah, that's interesting. So something like maca isn't going to.
Maca may have a slight benefit. Yeah. You know, especially it seems to work more for women than men.
Okay. So any natural substitutes that are proven effective, would you say?
I wouldn't say.
No?
I wouldn't say.
Okay.
I'm not against people, and I prescribe for, you know, I think it's for a good cause, because I think human sexuality is an important aspect of health.
Absolutely.
And, you know, especially with the intimacy that can be achieved with a partner.
Yes.
If you have an impediment to that and there's a medical way to facilitate that intimacy, and maintain it through older age, I think it's a great thing, and I'm not against it.
And you secrete a lot of good hormones, vasopressin, oxytocin, all of that is good for us.
Yeah.
So, Edward, thank you for your question.
And that's all the time that we have on that note. Great questions. Keep them coming. Radioprogram@AOL.com is the destination for questions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today with Layla Mutin, our nutritionist. And we'll be back for more Q&A with Layla next week. Thanks for joining us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.